Now, as we've been hearing from listeners, there is a lot of panic buying of groceries going on today, as there have been in the past few days. But what if you can't afford to buy in advance? What if you won't have an income during lockdown? What about kids who usually rely on school feeding schemes to provide them with a nutritious meal who aren't going to school? What happens to all of those people who cannot stockpile? A lot of you have been asking those questions, and I'm relieved to be able to give you something of an answer today, because on the line with me is Andy du Plessis, the Managing Director of Food Forward South Africa. And just a reminder that they're the country's largest hunger relief NGO. In normal times, they collect surplus food from farmers and manufacturers and retailers and then redistribute it to more than 670 NGOs who use it to feed the hungry. In normal times, they reach over 250,000 people a day in some of our most vulnerable communities. Andy, these are not normal times. Thank you so much for speaking to me this afternoon. How is lockdown going to impact your operations and the need for your operations?
Hi, Papa. Thank you very much for having us on the show. Sure. Yes, absolutely. These are unusual times, and these are difficult times. But it's times like these that it tests our humanity and our patience and our ability to make sure that we reach out to others at this time. So while people will be in lockdown over the 21 days, we are scaling up our operations in all our six provinces, but we're also now going to be opening operations in the other three provinces where we currently do not have a presence. So in Limpopo province, in the Northern Cape, as well as Mpumalanga, we are going to be scaling up our operations there. We've already got confirmation of donations of vehicles on the way, positive feedback there. So right now, I'm very pleased to say that we already are on the road collecting food. We'll do so today and tomorrow. And then from next week, we are going to be distributing food to our current beneficiary organizations, the 670 that you mentioned. But also, if listeners go to our website, we've got an appeal for food, appeal for funds. We're appealing for 50 million rand to help us scale up. But there's also a button there for apply. If you are a beneficiary organization, and if you have a facility that's taking care of the aged or HIV/AIDS and HIV/AIDS care for individuals and families, or if you need food assistance, food parcels, please click on the apply button. We are fast-tracking applications. And I'm happy to say that we so far have got donations in from Nestle. Pick and pay donations are coming in. Massmart has confirmed the donations will be coming in, as well as Tiger Brand so far.
That's fantastic to hear that the food's streaming in and the offers of logistical support. Andy, I mean, this is about more than just the issue of hunger, because, of course, good nutrition is increasingly being told crucial in allowing people to fight off COVID-19.
Absolutely. So immune strengthening is important over this time. One of our appeals, if you look at the website, is also for vitamin C packs. And so we are talking with our providers that are able to help us with some items that are non-food groceries, but essential, like sanitizers and soaps. We've got huge amounts of soap in from Pick and Pay already, and we'll start to get those out immediately. But yes, our focus is on getting in healthy food. So usually in our normal operations, we take surplus food from the supply chain. Now we are taking surplus food as well as huge amounts of procured quality food, and we're making sure that it's healthy food that is distributed to our most vulnerable communities, and especially our at-risk groups such as the aged, those with compromised immunity that's living with HIV/AIDS and TB, so that they can have good food to take the medication, and our orphans and vulnerable children that are in facilities, as well as our shelters taking care of homeless people. It's a difficult time right now, and the city is trying to get people off the streets and trying to get them into shelters. We can help at this time. They must just reach out to us via the website.
Andy du Plessis, thank you so much. And that website is foodforwardsa.org. foodforwardsa.org. You can pledge to donate in kind, or better yet, donate financial donations to contribute to their scaling up of operations in the face of the challenges of the weeks that lie ahead. Good luck to you and your team, Andy. It's a gargantuan task lying ahead of you, but no doubt you will rise to the occasion, as you always do. A reminder that according to the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations, provision of sufficient, diverse and nutritious food is key in strengthening people's immune system and increasing their capacity to cope with all diseases, not just COVID-19. So if you can, please consider making a contribution. And do remember that donations are tax deductible.